Hey guys, long time no talk. This is Salty Chef, your favorite cooking, friggin' whatever. Anyhow, I'm making food lately. I tell you what, I'm getting heated already just thinking about some of the food I made. If you think that's a food pun, you're freaking right, okay? How do you think cooking works? With heat. What I'm saying is, I got some stuff to tell you. There's some stuff been going on. There's some coffee in my life, or as they would say it, where the accent's a little thicker, coffee, where the coffee's freaking thick as molasses. And anyway, I gotta tell you what's been going on. I'm gonna catch you guys up, but today is gonna be the freaking sous vide everything episode. I'm just gonna start talking about the garbage that I sous vide, and how much it's kind of taken over my freaking life. Stay tuned, sous viding freaking everything. All right, first of all, I gotta tell you what sous vide even means. If you're a shiny butt kid and you're brand spanking new to the block, you're still an infant, then let me explain it to you, okay? Sous vide means under vacuum. That's, I don't know, Latin or some stuff. Doesn't matter. What the point is, what you do is you put food with the seasoning in a plastic bag. I know, sounds freaking delicious already. Am I right? Anyhow, so now you're gonna put it on the vacuum. Yeah, that's not the only thing it's going under. You're gonna seal the vacuum bag and then you're gonna submerge it in water. That's right, on the vacuum, underwater, sous vide. It's good. Now, how does it get cooked? Well, Einstein, here's an idea. Heat up that water. All right. So what you do is you go on Amazon and you blow $200 on this little machine what heats your water up to a precise temperature and it holds it there for a long time. Now you're thinking to me, hey, that sounds an awful lot like a crock pot. Shut your dirty mouth. It ain't no crock pot. This is sous vide. It's different. The friggin' Latin people use it, and wherever they cook the best, friggin' probably my kitchen, it's used a lot. So, yeah, maybe learn yourself something good. Sous vide, you're heating up water, and you got some stuff in it in this suctioned bag, and it gets cooked, and none of the juices come out because it's in a freaking bag. And whatever tiny amount of juices do come out, guess what? Snip, snip, cut the corner off the side of the bag. Boom. You can drain the juices into like a bowl or whatever. You can sous vide bacon. You got bacon juices. Don't tell me you're not gonna try to mix that in some rice. Don't tell me you're not gonna try to just drink that like it's soup, okay? Add it to your next bowl of chili or whatever. That's gonna come back later. But anyhow, what I'm talking about is I'm sous viding a lot of crap. Here's the thing. When you got a sous vide machine and you put so much frickin' money into it, I know I'm saying frickin' as much as like a 12-year-old on a Christian Minecraft server, but what I mean to say is some much harsher. So, guard your ears, okay? Guard your little hearts and your little minds. And where was I? Where the heck was I? Sous vide takes over your little brain. This is what's happened to me. Today, I go out and I get some milk and I get some yogurt. Okay, it's good for you. You remember the smoothie episode? It's months ago. It's months old. It's dusty. Yeah, I wouldn't drink that smoothie that I made in that episode now. You know what happens to smoothies after you drink them. So, what I'm saying is, I was gonna make my own yogurt, right? Because I might have mentioned this, it's much cheaper than buying yogurt. Okay, I bought yogurt as a starter. Okay, it's $5. $5 for like what? 16 ounces? Then here's what do. Okay, here's what do. You buy yourself a gallon of milk. Okay, the fattiest. If they got whole milk, that's fine. If they got half and half, maybe better. Okay, cream, delicious. Get the fat stuff. Don't skimp out. Don't live 2% of life. Okay, that's 2% of the good stuff, 98% absolute garbage. Okay, if you're living the 2% life, then you're 98% freaking dead, and you're dead to me. Tell you what. So as I buy this milk, I buy this yogurt. You combine the two. You use sous vide to bring it up to 180 degrees. You break down the proteins like that for like what, 20 minutes in some mason jars. And no, you're not sous vide directly heating up the milk, which is sous vide machine. Be gross. All right. You have some mason jars, mostly submerged in water. The water's cooking the milk. Then you cool it down. You introduce some yogurt. Once it's cooled down, it's not going to cook it. You culture that son of a gun, and boom. Now it's like you got millions of kids, and they're all beneficial bacteria, and then you're going to drink them as smoothies. Long story long, I was thinking of making this yogurt. And then next segment, I'm going to tell you what else I thought. Sous vide, it's a no-brainer, okay? I mean, like, it puts your brain under vacuum, basically. You don't need to think a lot. You put it in there, it does its own thing. You ain't gotta check it, you ain't gotta do nothing. If you didn't puncture your bag, you're gonna be fine, okay? But here's what do, okay? It's a slow process, real slow, talking super slow. And at this very moment, I got tri-tip in there, which I put in last night. That ain't gonna be done till this evening. But I come home from the store with this milk, with this yogurt, and I think, ah, gonna make some yogurt. That's only a 29-hour project. But thing is, sous vide's busy. I also, so now I'm thinking, hey, I gotta wait till this evening to start a thing that's gonna take over 24 hours. That's the first step. That's just one thing. Okay, I also got bacon. Do you have any idea how long bacon can sous vide? Anywhere from 8 to 24 hours. And I was thinking, maybe I'll sous vide up some of this bacon and I'll turn it into some outrageous chili. I also got, and I know you're gonna say, oh, Salty, this is way too much, but I also got like 10 jalapenos, each of them easily 6 inches long. These are ridiculously huge jalapenos. Don't get gross with that. Anyhow, I got these huge jalapenos. I got a mountain of them. I got all this bacon. I got tons of it. I got onions. Okay, all I gotta get is some beans and some tomatoes and some. Oh, I got garlic. Gotta have garlic. All right. So I'm thinking, homemade, salty style, chili, right? Salted meat. Okay, salted tomatoes, salted beans, salted everything. If you don't salt it, leave, right? So, and I didn't even volunteer to make chili. Okay, it's hot out. I'll be honest, it's hot. Okay, sweat's dripping from places where it shouldn't be dripping from, what it's not appropriate to talk about on a cooking show. What I'm saying is that the life of the salty chef ain't easy. All right, I'll tell you this much: cookie chili. Like a chili cook-off competition comes up. Everyone starts looking at you. Okay, everyone starts winking. Everyone starts nudging. They say, "Yeah, now this guy likes it spicy. This guy likes to cook." Yeah. Now the expectations are sky high, and I ain't making chili on a regular basis because where I live, it's hot. Okay, it's real hot. You stand by the AC and you stand right under the vent and you just say, "Ah, be better." What am I saying? Where was I going? I got so much stuff to sous vide. I got 3 days which are worth of sous vide going on just in my head. Just in my grocery list today, I got three steps of sous vide going, and then some chili like down the road. I imagine God help me come Thanksgiving. Imagine it'll be like a week of sous vide, just the machine never gets a break, never gets a rest, just constantly running and running and running. Meanwhile, I'm, doing my own thing. The brain-sucking craziness that I've got going on. I got so much buzzing around my head. I'm almost confusing myself. Before I forget this nonsense, I gotta tell you, because I almost can't believe it. My brain's recycling it, putting it in the compost bin by itself, because this is ridiculous. Listen to this. I see some video online. It's called How to Drink Whiskey Like a Sir. Now, first of all, if you don't know dank memes, then you don't know what I'm talking about. And I don't know, be more dank, I guess. In any case, it's fancy schmancy, what, like three-piece suit dick guy serving up some whiskey. Now, first of all, whiskey ain't complicated. Okay, you treat it like it's art or something like that. Nah. Okay, go cook yourself some food. Go make a smoothie. Okay, that's art. All right, add some salt to your whiskey. Maybe it's fine. Maybe that's good. All right, you didn't do nothing to that whiskey. This is what this guy does. All right, I got stained when I saw him do this. All right, he pours some whiskey in the glass. He's giving a big old lecture about, like, you know, what kind of glass. You gotta look like a wine glass. Yeah, you ain't drinking wine, buddy. You're drinking hard liquor. So he's pouring some whiskey in. He swirls it around, and I say, "Oh, of course, yeah, you're swirling it just like you would with coffee, right? You're gonna drink it." And then no, he flicks it out. He says, "Throw it away." I just about spit on my screen because he threw whiskey, not just threw it like down the sink. He flicked it on the floor. He flicked whiskey out of his glass onto the floor, and then here's the excuse he makes. He says, "That's to get rid of any odors that might be on the lip of your glass, so as you can smell it better. If you're using a stinky glass, why you think that we're gonna believe you're drinking like a sir? If you're using an odorous glass, why you're using it? Wash your cup first. Don't flick whiskey on the floor." Now, he does this later again at the end of the little video with 22 year aged whiskey, and he says, "Oh, don't flick too much of this on the carpet because it's getting very expensive." And I think, on the carpet, you're flicking it not just on the ground, but into the carpet where it can stain and reek. What a freaking idiot! Anyhow, that's if you didn't care about this rant, you definitely tapped out of it by now. But stay tuned. I got some more to tell you about what I've been up to. I just had to go on this tangent. Raise your hands if this surprises you. Salty lives a sedentary life. Okay. Yeah. Now put your hands back down because you're listening to this on audio and I can't see you. That was real stupid. Anyhow, I live a sedentary life. Okay. I work on a computer from my room. I ain't even got a proper desk. Nothing about this is ergonomic. But don't you worry about that. Point is, I've been living life. Basically, while I go down to cook, it's like one flight of stairs down, one flight of stairs back up when I'm back in my room again. Okay, so it's kitchen, bedroom. All right, I think I was abroad by now. But the point is that I ain't getting out a whole lot. So what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna rectify this situation. I'm gonna leave the house. And even though I already have my own cold brew coffee. Oh, no. Oh, no, I gotta tell you about this freaking cold brew coffee. I'll tell you about the cold brew coffee real quick. So here's what happened. I bought a Chemex from this coffee shop and I asked them, "Hey, is this the biggest one?" They say, "Yeah, it's the biggest one they make. Dirty Rotten Liar." I find out later on Amazon they make one that's 8 cups. I got the one that was 6 cups. I bought with it some filters for a completely different coffee system. So, all kinds are wrong. No warnings. I guess I should have looked them in their ocular sockets and said, "Hey, is these the right filters? You even got the right filters?" They were the only filters they had. So, I thought they was the right ones. They just looked different. I was wrong. Now you know the risk of trying to be adventurous, trying to think, "Oh, they got my back. This person ain't gonna let me screw myself over." So I get the wrong filters and I get not the largest version of this Chemex pour over system. I get it home. I got this cold brew coffee that's been brewing forever. Okay, I put it in like 30 hours earlier. Cold brew is supposed to go for like what? 18 hours. 18 hours is good in the fridge. In the fridge, not on the countertop. I don't know what dirty goblin is making cold brew at room temperature, but I don't know. The name seems like a pretty simple instruction. Anyhow, so I have this bowl, yeah, a glass bowl full of beans and water. Now, way too little water, like four times more water than the beans by grams. That's way too little. Way too little. And I'll tell you the disgrace that I pulled after that. So I ladle this sludge out of the thing and into these filters, and it's just abysmal. Ain't nothing going through the filter. It's so scummy. It's so silty. It's so dirty. Not the kind of coffee you want to drink. And then I say to myself, hey, you wasted so much of this bean's potential. What you gotta do is you gotta fill it up again. So I pour in some more water and I brew it again, this time for a more reasonable amount of time. And my friend gives me some filters and Elijah to the rescue. Now I have the right filters, but it's all gross and way too old. And it's on these beans that have been fermenting. It's not a good situation. So the second time around, I say, I make some posts on it on Instagram, and my friend Eric from Bowtie, who makes the best coffee in the world, he says, "Hey man, you gotta boil that stuff 'cause it could make you bad sick." And I say, "Hey boy, I ain't got health insurance. I'm listening to you." So, guess who cracked out the sous vide? Yeah, you know it. I sous vide some coffee. I put it in some bottles. I put water, filling it up in a pot up to the neck. And I sous vide these puppies at 180 degrees for like 2 hours. 180 degrees, like almost boiling. That's like 200, well, like 205 is like boiling, depending on your altitude. I'm high altitude because I'm a giant. So point is, I sous vide some cold brew coffee. If you heard that sentence, I sous vide some cold brew coffee, you know something went bad wrong. Before I got off track with the fact that I just ruined some cold brew coffee and then I re-ruined it, and then what I was going to say after that was that I made a third batch, and this one I asked my friend Eric, who works at Bowtie, by works at Bowtie, I mean he owns Bowtie, so yeah, he got to work at it. In any case, he knows how to make a cold brew coffee, you believe me. And he told me the basic recipe, me being a scrub. I messed some stuff up. So what I got now is some incredibly mediocre coffee, even though I use some real good beans. They were just the right age, cold brew coffee beans. Here's a life hack for you. Cold brew coffee is best made with beans, what, a 2 to 3 weeks old off a roast. You're not gonna actually improve your flavor by using fresher beans. They need some time for the gas to escape. They got these natural gases inside them, not like the kind that light on fire. Yeah, that's right, not farts. Different kind of natural gases, and don't worry about it. Different bean gases than you expect, but they're not good. They ain't tasting good. It does taste a little like someone farting your coffee. You don't want it. What I'm saying is, I got this mediocre coffee, and I've been living life between kitchen and, the bedroom, and so I don't want to be like a woman or whatever, so I'm gonna put on the pants. By that I mean I'm gonna put on shorts, and I'm gonna go to the coffee shop, and I ain't even gonna go to like the best coffee shop. I ain't even gonna go to the coffee shop that I want to go to. I'm going to the one that I'm randomly compelled to go to. Like is this is this is not even a coffee shop. It's just like it's a market, and not quite like a supermarket. It's just like a small local market, and they just have good cold brew. But I've had good experiences there. And anyhow, I'm gonna pop my little face in there, I'm gonna grab some coffee. I'm gonna enjoy it there. I'm gonna be refreshed. I'm gonna come back energized. Then I'm gonna smash my keyboard with these giant fat fingers and get some work done. And let me just tack this on real quick. Here's the thing about this. I don't even do this. I don't do this. I plan stuff into my schedule when I'm gonna go out, or I go on like a day that it makes sense or whatever. At this point in the day, what time is it? Yeah, it's afternoon. It makes more sense for me to go to my favorite coffee spot, which is Augie's, because they got this they got this deal going on for single origin cold brew for $3, where it's normally like $4.55, and now I'm torn. But I'm just gonna go where I was gonna go. I'm gonna go where I was gonna go, having already eaten, because the food there's like $7. Ridiculous. And I'm gonna go where I was gonna go. There's no real reason to it. I don't like being unreasonable, but today, unreasonable is the key word. So I'm going. Don't tell me I have to live my life, Ma. A large cold brew and a medium-sized regular brew coffee from two different places is a little bit too much coffee, isn't it? Sorry, guys. I getting carried away with the accent over here. Hyped up on caffeine. I'm in a narrating mood. I'm in an accent doing mood. A voices doing mood. In fact, I was running conversations that I had in real life through my head, but with me being in an accent and other people just reacting to it. And that means I had plenty of coffee, too much coffee, probably too much coffee. And I'm still drinking it, and I don't know why. And this one's hot, and it's 90 degrees out, and it's gonna be 95. I'm shaking with exhilaration. Anyway, I think I covered most of what I wanted to in today's episode. I don't want to ramble too long or anything, but yeah, sous vide, kind of crazy. Lots of things to sous vide. You can sous vide cheesecake, thinking about it. You can sous vide, like, there's some, what's that? It's a pumpkin pie potluck. That's, yeah, triple P. And for the triple P contest, or, you know, what is a potluck if not a contest to see who will drain your dish faster than anyone else's? I'm not saying I'm competitive, I'm not saying I want everyone to like my stuff more, but if they don't eat my pumpkin pie first, then I'll be real pissed. All right, it'll be pissed off pumpkin pie potluck. So that's POPPP. Yeah. Where was I? Yeah, you could probably do pumpkin pie. You could probably do pumpkin spice custard. There's lots of things I want to do in the sous vide. So many things. In fact, it's not once but several times that I've been cooking two things in the sous vide at the same time because they have around the same temperature, like chicken thighs and bacon. Yeah, around the same temperature, within 3 degrees. So, yeah, you're good. You're fine. Where else was I gonna go with this? Lots of sous vide, guys. Lots of sous vide. And I ain't just cooking sous vide. What else I've been cooking? This morning, lots of red peppers. I cook what's on sale, I'll be honest. Yeah, I'm cheap. All right, I'm a miser. I'm a spendthrift. I bought four red bell peppers because they was on sale. And I ate a whole one. Just not a whole one. I cut it up. I put some salt on it, obviously. Roasted that ish in the pan. And I, throw some scrambled eggs on top of that. And I was, season it with curry powder, the good stuff. And yeah, that's life. Cooking, cooking, cooking. What do you got cooking? I want to hear about it. I want to hear about it in a review. Five Michelin star review. Anything less, absolutely unacceptable. But I will accept that one star review that is tapping this favorite button here on the Anchor Station. And if you listen to the on the Anchor Station, you're MVP. You're a five-star Michelin chef by association. If you're listening on the podcast, hey, you give me a five-star review, you can be a five-star Michelin chef by association as well. Thanks for listening, and Salty Chef signing off.